DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Hello and welcome to attempt number two of Not Another Podcast. I am Bryce.
I am not James. Well, I am James, but I am not the James that normally James is at this period of time. I'm a James of a different color.
You're looking for.
Exactly. What are the different echelons of Stormtrooper? Because like, there's like the regular, there's the
Shock Trooper and the Death Trooper.
Well, this is the shock. So the shock trooper doesn't actually kill it. Well, I guess none of the stormtroopers actually kill any fucking body, you know. But the shock trooper, what does he do? Just like, you know, by the way, your mom's a lesbian. Like, is that the sole purpose? Is it just to freak you out?
I think the shock trooper is supposed to be like the special forces
You're fighting hand to hand. All of a sudden, he shows a finger in your butt. Like, I'm still trying to figure out.
No, he's not the shocker trooper.
Oh, okay, that's a different guy. That's the brown trooper. Yeah, he's like all his armor's all brown.
He's like the purple Teletubby.
Mm-hmm. No one ever talks
Everybody
about that.
Everybody tries to shy away from him. Oh God, it's so funny how when we have to restart a recording, it's never the same.
No.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Because if you try and do the same thing, it's so forced.
Yeah. Because the whole time you're trying to remember what you said and how you said it.
Yeah, and then it's not funny. Because you try and say the joke, and it's like, oh, I heard it already. And it's been forced, so.
But a few things we can still touch on. Obviously, the weather being crap on your side. So, I mean, since, Bryce, you've moved outside of the city common, you know, are the roads... Do they have, like, does the city plow the roads, or is that really, like, up to the private citizens to actually...
Do we have to hook up the plow horses?
Hey, you've not lived until you've seen an Amish snow plow. That poor fucking horse.
Oh, God. I think you mean their wives.
We're all the same color in the snow, blue.
Well, with this most recent storm last week, we didn't get very much out here, so it melted like that next day. So the roads were completely clear. In the city, it was really bad.
Oh yeah,
and there's still a couple places that it's really icy.
Like, I heard that, like, if you went just a little bit outside of Portland, like you said, it was just like kind of like a dusting. But for whatever reason, like, right over Portland, like, the storm was like when Gozer the Gozerian is attacking New York, like, there's like this just one swirling black cloud of frozen death just shitting all over Portland. But
just a wall of dump.
Yeah, but if you're, like, you're across the bay, that's totally fine. You know, like, a little residual fallout. Paranormal activity, but that's about it.
we actually were up in Washington, up in Vancouver, watching a movie, and we came out of the theater and there was like 4 or 5 inches of snow, and we're like, god damn it. So we got caught in that. We made it home safely, but it was not very fun.
No.
Yeah.
I guess as I was saying on our first attempt, the snow, the sidewalk specifically, you as a private citizen are required to shovel the sidewalk in front of your house. Should someone fall down in front of it, then they are liable to sue you. But what's strange, though, is other times, because again, it's a sidewalk. You know, when you bought your house, you didn't buy the sidewalk as well. The city can pick and choose when or whether or not they're going to assume that sidewalk is your responsibility versus that of the city. Because as you said before, technically the city owns the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And you can't really claim it as your own.
Yeah. So I can't, like, build a little house on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, though, I think if there's like a grassed area, supposedly you can own that. I don't know. There's weird all kinds of.
It's so weird.
The city loves to fuck around with these weird zoning law bullshits.
Yeah.
But
they like to own it when it's convenient for them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my mom had a tree, like this little tree that was growing in front of her house. And yes, it looks nice or whatever. And these trees, you know, they're almost on every block. And it's, you know, it's part of city beautification, whatever.
initiative.
Of unnecessary fucking carbon-based douchebags who sold just to fuck up your land. So this tree had grown to such a degree where, like, the sidewalk was getting all deformed because the roots were fucking it all up. Because trees aren't meant to be growing, you know, in a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
So once we were finally forced to once my mom was forced to cut the tree down, and not only that, she had to pay additional service to have the roots ground down. So she had to have like a special tool brought in and just sort of chews the shit out of it all the way down to the base so that the roots don't grow back. And a few weeks after all that was done and they were able to lay the new concrete, actually before the new concrete got laid, these people show up at our front door and they're just like, yes, we noticed that you recently had a tree taken down. Would you like us to put another one there in its place free of charge, courtesy of the city? And she's just like, hold on. It's just my wife calling. She can wait. Podcasting, goddammit. But
we know your priorities.
Exactly. Yeah, you know.
Friday the 13th, the podcast, and then your wife.
Exactly. In that order, specifically.
Exactly. That's why I said it in the order. I knew.
Yeah.
I know you, James.
Yeah. But,
I know both Jameses
on same equal wavelengths. Yeah, we are pretty much the same basic. You know, we like fried dough and cheese. you know, sugary things that are bad for us, and you know, cheesy, gory movies that serve absolutely no nutritional value for your entertainment dollar. That's pretty much it.
Yep. Yep.
But no. So yeah, my mom was there. This woman was trying to talk my mom into getting another tree put in the place, and she's like, "You're out of your goddamn mind." unless the city is going to be willing to basically, you know, do the same thing that I just had to pay to do. And they're like, well, no, we're not allowed. They're not allowed to do that because technically,
of course not,
your property. And that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is the land is yours, but the tree belongs to the city. So you had to get a permit from the city to cut their tree. And it's like, oh, fuck.
I know.
Like, you can't figure out.
You can't win.
Yeah, just no matter how you slice it, the government, the city is just designed. You know, I sound like Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon 2. They fuck you at the drive-thru. They fuck you at Wall Street. They fuck you in, you know, City Hall. They
fuck you everywhere.
Yeah.
Speaking of shitty government, I wanted to talk about the inauguration that's going to be happening this Friday of our president, if we can call him that. So the company that is providing the porta potties there has had to cover up the name of the porta potty so that they don't damage our future president's delicate ego.
What?
The company that is providing the portable toilets for the inauguration is called Don's Johns. So they have decided to go through and put blue painter's tape over the name on the porta potties.
Because the fucking douchebag in chief doesn't want somebody like, well, they might assume that those are my shitters.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. What a giant man baby this guy is. If that was me and they were Don's Johns, I'd be like, dude, leave that shit off. I'll joke about it. I'd be like, I am proud to be shitting in Don's Johns.
Now, if the owner of Don's Johns was savvy enough or had the means to, yes, I would cover up the name on the outside of the John. However, on the inside, I would go into the inner city and I would find as many graffiti artists as I could, and I would pay them top dollar. Because, you know, it's a government contract for the inauguration. Yeah. You're getting straight up tax money. You can name your own fucking price.
Yeah.
So you can pay these graffiti kids top dollar, and you're like, listen, I want each of you to go into all these jobs. I know it's going to be a lot of hard work, but that's what this country was built on. Going to each of these tour porta potties, I'll pay for the spray cans. I'll do all that stuff. Just go into each individual one, make sure that there's plenty of ventilation, and spray paint Donald Trump's mouth as the opening for the toilet. So you're directly shitting into
Trump.
And you know what? I'll even leave it up to you guys to be creative if you want to put like a little thought bubble behind it.
Give you some artistic license.
Exactly. It's freedom of speech. It's freedom of expression. I want you to express yourself as graphically as you possibly can.
Oh, God.
I mean, shit. I mean, what are they going to do? Is he going to put him in the gulag? Is he going to put him in fucking Guantanamo Bay?
I know. It's like that artist that painted the picture of Donald Trump and Putin making out.
Yeah.
It is so fucking funny to see.
Well, and that came out like, well, at least a year ago, if not more.
Yeah.
That's been around for a while.
It's been around for a while, yeah. And it pissed him off so much.
I mean, and we're talking about a guy that raised a level 5 bitch fit because a reporter commented and said that he had small hands.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and he lost his shit at that. I'm like, really? Somebody this fucking thin skin? I think that's why his skin is orange, is it's so close to his actual blood supply that it's that shallow.
The color seeping through.
Yeah. It's not like actual flesh tone. It's just...
yeah.
Un-be-fuck-leable. I mean, when you think about when Bush was president, you know, and there was an onslaught of just George W. Bush impersonators.
Yeah.
You know, there was, obviously, Will Ferrell for SNL. There's also another guy, James Adomian, who's a stand-up comedian. Fucking hilarious. Also, just not for any particular reason, but openly gay. But fucking, if you get a chance, listen to him on, I listen to him on Pandora. Find him anywhere. James Adomian is fucking hilarious. And he does these impersonations that are so fucking spot on. It's hilarious.
Spot on. Yeah, there was another guy who had a show for a while, and he did impressions, and he did like a fucking spot on George W. Bush.
Yeah.
I can't remember the guy's name, but... there were so many of them, and he just kind of let it roll off. He didn't say anything about it. He didn't freak out. And you got fucking Alec Baldwin fucking... pretending to be Trump, and Trump has a fucking bitch fit on Twitter.
Yeah, and I gotta say, this one impersonation might be able to relaunch Baldwin's career. Not to say that his career was in any kind of slump. You know, I mean, he'd done 30 Rock, and he learned, you know, kind of early on that the best way to kind of, you know, sort of be able to keep yourself relevant is at a certain point, you gotta learn how to laugh at yourself. You know, especially someone that...
You gotta have fun.
Exactly. You gotta take yourself... you know, out of that super high head up your own ass kind of mentality at a certain degree, so that people can see that you're a real fucking legit person. And so once Alec decided to do that, you know, suddenly he went from like almost complete abject obscurity to back in the limelight, and you know, 30 Rock and all those other things that he did in SNL, and his shit sort of blown up, and like he can take a joke. You know, you got to be able to, if you're any kind of public figure, you got to understand then as soon as you get to the top of the heap, you are now the target that is easiest to hit, because there's nothing in front of you anymore. There's nobody else that's more important than you that anything that you do is not going to be under immediate scrutiny. And I'm sorry, but you can't fight the entire goddamn world. I don't care how much of a super megalomaniac you think you are. You're not going to fucking win. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You know.
And I was reading more in this article, and the head of Don's Johns told the AP that he didn't know that the names would be covered, and they were going to be sending employees over to remove the tape.
Excellent. Yeah. Sorry, that's advertisement. That is my company's name. If the United States of America wants to buy their own or buy them from me and paint them any way they want to, that's fine. Yeah. But if you're going to use my company... you're going to use my Johns. Guess what? Yep. Donnie's going to get paid, and Donnie's name's going to get the fuck out there.
Yep. And if it wasn't in the contract, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Sorry. If the douchebag in chief wants to fucking, you know, be pissed off about it, then he can piss in the fucking... well, he gets to piss in the White House. So, I mean, sorry.
But well, he's going to hire hookers for that.
Oh, Jesus. Weapon across. the goddamn Golden Shower Gate. Like, motherfucker doesn't even have the job yet, and we've got shit like, first of all, we have anything that ends in gate, which obviously is like, oh, things are going to be great for the next four fucking years.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with the other presidents that have been nothing but toxic for this country, I'll just throw out a name like, you know, Bush Jr. The dumb shit that they did was, I mean, it became so common, and people were so aware of the fact that whenever something like that popped up, it was to cover up something else. Or not even cover it up, just get your attention over here, like the rope-a-dope. Like, you know, you do like the little honk-honk sign over here so your attention is diverted. And meanwhile, the sucker punch is coming from the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And we know that that shit's coming. This guy is just a walking, talking, like, fuck,
he's... No, he's not talking. He's a tweeting president.
Oh, fucking Christ.
So, he doesn't use words.
He uses
140 characters.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm working on a comedy bit about that and how, because he's going to be the first president that almost communicates exclusively through the internet, that Trump's going to start rerouting all presidential agencies through social media. So the FBI is from henceforth going to be known as Facebook Investigations. CIA will be a curious Instagram agency. And, of course, ATF will still be angry Twitter feed. So we're just going to go ahead, find a way to use all the acronyms to circumvent into this world of Trump and his bullshit when it comes to social media. Like, seriously, they would give shit to Bush Jr. for taking, I don't know how many fucking days off he spent at Camp David.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you can't even really say you have a job when you take that many days off, like, in a year.
I know.
And yet somehow you still had the gig. And as opposed to what, like, so is Trump going to be in the middle of, like, a press conference or meeting a head of state and be like, hold on, I got to take this real quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my son's calling about my business. I mean, his business. Yeah. I got to take this.
I got an angry email from Don's Johns real quick. I got to handle this.
It's a total fucking joke. His getting rid of his conflict of interest by giving his control of his companies to his sons.
I sincerely hope they all get into coke and whores and then just, like, bankrupt him. Tries to take them back, and then that somehow gets him out of the presidency. So then not only does he lose the presidency,
but he has no money,
bankrupt and broke, and now he has to try and get, you know, public assistance or public food stamps or fucking
the first president on welfare.
Sorry, bro. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Can't really make that happen because some fucking Cheeto skin shit show fucked over the country for the better part of 4 years.
Yeah. Hopefully we only have to put up with a Republican-controlled House and Senate for two.
Yeah. Right. Because
they're already, it's 2 weeks in, and they're already on a wonderful track of fucking themselves by trying to repeal Obamacare without anything ready to replace it with.
Yeah, just got to make sure that thing that actually worked and actually, you know, helped veterans and women and, you know, the disenfranchised.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. None of that is valid because.
Yeah. One of the replacements that Rand Paul put up, which is a fucking joke, is he wants to bring back those shitty insurance coverage options again. Because they're minimum.
Yeah, you buy your own.
Yeah, nothing's covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and nothing's covered. Because the insurance companies don't cover jack shit.
Yeah.
He wants to bring prices down by bringing those back. Well, guess what? Your company only offers you this shitty garbage insurance. You go to the doctor. Oh, guess what? Nothing's covered. Sorry, you're going to have to pay anyway.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke.
Yeah. No, it's not even a joke. It's just terrifying.
Yeah. It's horrifying. And they're going to get rid of the... I have a really good feeling they're going to get rid of the pre-existing condition portion of it as well. And people are going to die.
Yeah, but it's not going to be anybody wealthy or white, so...
No.
Well, you know, wealthy, I should say.
Yeah. God, what a fucking shitstorm this 2 to 4 years is going to be.
And, you know, what I want to know is, you know, the fuckbags that are still toting Trump as, like, he's gonna make this country great. Like, the fact that you can even think that at this point means you're either that delusional or you're that stubborn because you know you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, there's no possible way that he's going to do anything that's going to benefit you or anyone you fucking know.
Yeah.
Unless you happen to be fucking, you know,
unless you're in the top 1%.
Exactly. That wall between them and you is just going to tear into a huge chasm that may never be covered from one end to the other.
So, and his tax plan that he came out with when it was still election time.
Yeah.
Made the burden shift even more so from the top down. Middle class would have gotten a small tax break and would have paid a little bit less. The bottom part would have had to pay more.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that part of the stone
is like...
And
how fucked is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't expect the people with the actual money to be able to pay their fair share, do you? I mean...
I know.
How else would they stay rich and powerful?
I know. They pulled themselves up by their fucking bootstraps.
Like, listen, if we...
Now they just need to wrap those straps around their fucking necks.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Throw them into a tree.
Yeah.
No, it's staggering because I think they honestly believe that, you know, if we just keep them so poor that they can't even afford the bullets for the fucking guns that we let them keep, then there's no way they're going to be able to...
There won't be an uprising.
There's no way they're going to be able to come after us.
Yeah. But I will say that I have seen a little bit of hope. I was reading an article from NPR, and it's at least 10 major issues that Trump's cabinet picks don't agree with him on. And I'm actually kind of surprised that these people were willing to kind of come out and say, a lot of them said, yes, Russia did have an impact on the election by hacking.
Yeah. Well, and it's the fact that we can prove that, and yet still it means nothing.
Exactly. And a lot of them have said that a Muslim registry is just, it's excessive. Waterboarding should not be brought back. And this is all stuff Trump wants to do.
Yeah. But it's like when you can prove without a shadow of a doubt that someone cheated to win and then still do nothing to take that away from them, like,
yeah,
where does that garner any faith in the fucked up system that we have?
Yeah, I know.
You know, well,
it makes
it
hard to trust the electoral system.
Fuck the electoral system.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't matter what the people think. It's, you know, what the few people that are being paid by the people in power think that really matters. So if you've got enough money, yeah, you can basically make your state think that, you know, just. I start thinking about it, my brain just gets going and going and going, and then I can't even make an articulate sentence. And I think that's how you become a fucked up Trump supporter, is like your brain just keeps getting spun and spun and spun to the point where it can't touch the ground anymore. And then you lose
grip on reality.
Yeah, and the oxygen levels to your, you know, higher functionings are just diminished, and suddenly it's idiocracy. Like, I don't know if Mike Judge has a time machine or is just like a prophet, or if he's got a book from Nostradamus that no one else knows about. But fuck, man, if he didn't knock that shit right out of the goddamn park.
Yeah. And the sad part is it's only going to get worse with some of his cabinet picks, like the education secretary. She's never had anything to do with a public school. She's never gone. Her kids have never gone. She's a very big proponent of voucher systems, so that basically government can put money into private religious schools. But you know she'll freak the fuck out when she finds out people are going to fucking Islamic schools.
You know, there's no fucking hope. There's nothing...
Yeah.
I mean, any possibility that that something positive might happen hinges on the fact that, you know, you have to get everybody together to agree to overthrow or to block this shit from happening. And you've got, like, it's like Satan has home field advantage and you know, your starting lineup is, you know, kicked out of the country or is unable to play or participate.
Yeah.
You've got nothing to do. The one guy that tried to run a fair and legal campaign was fucking Bernie Sanders, and he got fucked right out of his nomination. A man that Trump wouldn't even stand in a room with a debate with, because he would be carved up like a fucking orange turkey and, you know, fucking laid to slaughter. He'd be shown for the fuck, because Bernie would just tear him to pieces. But, you know, it's just, apparently there's enough sexism in this country still to be like, well, I sure shouldn't have want a woman in charge.
I know.
Oh, fuck me.
What if it's that time of the month? She may not know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, she's probably old enough that you don't have to worry about that.
A. B, but you don't have to worry about her starting a war, because every fucking war has been started by a fucking man. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that she's a woman. It makes no difference.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
So
well,
depressing. My only hope that something good can come out of this is that the Republicans realize how fucked he is and help kind of mitigate his damage and actually start working together.
Yeah, because the Republicans are known for their, you know, open-mindedness. And, you know, you know what? I think we've got way too much money as it is. You know, I'm getting really kind of uncomfortable with
my pockets are really heavy.
You know, I really feel like there'd be a nice place if we could just have a park that doesn't have an oil pipeline going through it. You know, I can't sleep at night because of all these Native American spirits that are weeping in my bedroom. It's just a pain in the ass. Maybe we should do some good today.
One can hope.
Yeah. Well,
one can hope.
At this point, man, it's the only way things are ever going to fucking change is, you know, some straight up V for Vendetta stuff needs to fucking happen.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that's going to bring about any kind of change.
Well, if you're not depressed enough, let's talk about this article. Baby boomers, your millennial children are worse off than you, which is pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah.
So basically the median household income of millennials is about $40,581, and that's 20% less than baby boomers earned at the same age in their life.
Yeah.
So, thanks, baby boomers.
Well, I don't really think it's their fault per se. You know, it's just the price of everything has continued to go up, and the compensation,
it hasn't followed. Yeah,
no, not even slightly. And you know,
but and a lot of that too is because of baby boomers getting into power.
Yeah. So I mean, at this point, it's just turned into, you know, the thing that pisses me off the most is this mindset that a lot of businesses have ingrained into the minds of their employees, and people, you know, countrywide, regardless of who they work for, the mindset that if you are, you know, if you dare to step up to your company and demand a fair wage, that the response that you get is you should feel lucky that you just have a job.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you should be happy you have a job. Well, it's a job that I can't even afford. I have to choose between paying my rent or eating for the week.
Yeah.
And that's so, not, nobody should have to worry about that.
Yeah. Or paying my bills or buying the medication that will keep me alive so I can be continuously impoverished the next month.
Yep.
So, I mean, what's my choice? Either I die in a house that's paid for the month, or I live to be homeless another month. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody that has the ability to make any kind of change gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And anyone that tries to gets immediately labeled as un-American. Because apparently taking care of each other is un-American. Unless you support war and the troops and the fucking, you know, non-taxation of those that need to be fucking taxed.
Corporations.
Yeah. You know, or non-Christian organizations.
Yeah. Like, and they never they always say, well, we got to take care of the people at home before we help refugees.
Yeah.
Okay. Show us that you actually want to fucking do that.
Yeah, well, we don't really have the money to, because, I mean, we got to buy this $40 billion jet that doesn't fly, so.
Yeah. We need this wall.
Yeah.
Along Mexico. But Mexico's going to pay for it after we pay for it.
No, we're not. Oh, so I guess we're just going to pay for it, and then we're going to blame Mexico for not doing that thing they said they're not going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. It's like, you know, and what presidents got shot? You know, what presidents got killed? Oh, the ones that tried to do the best possible thing for the country. Abe Lincoln and fucking JFK.
JFK.
Yeah. Who else? Well, he wasn't
Reagan,
president, but Martin Luther King.
Reagan tried to get shot, too, but...
Yeah, he couldn't even do that
he
shit.
He did.
Right. You know, and that guy wasn't even like, you know, well, fuck, I don't want Reagan to try and make this country better. He's like, no, I want to make this lesbian want me. Like, that's how fucked up his mindset was. I'll shoot the president. You know, and you got to think, like, I mean, I loved how... I always thought that for years, but I love how Family Guy actually was like, you know what, let's go ahead and make that a throwaway sketch. Where it's just like, you know, Jodie Foster's like, oh, I love the way you shot the president, John Hinckley. I'm like, oh, fuck Christ.
Oh, I love Family Guy. Those shows are going to have so much ammo over the next couple of years.
Right. Too bad none of us will have the money to pay for cable to be able to watch it.
We won't even be able to afford the TV that's currently in our house.
Yeah, excuse me, what's the Wi-Fi password at this FEMA camp? What is it? You're fucked forever? All one word? Yeah, I kind of thought so.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about something more pop.
I was going to say, you have, I never have any positive stories. but you have a sports breakdown for us.
Yeah, this is something that actually, this was the very first thing I ever did for the Marconi Show way back in the day. And when I was first getting looked at, Marconi said, like, you know, well, let's give him...
turn your head and cough.
No, he started off nice and warm and inviting, you know, like most spiders into their web.
he sat on his hand to warm it up a little bit, so it wasn't freezing cold, but it wasn't quite room temperature.
No, I give the man thanks and praise for the fact that he gave me an opportunity to do this. And
he gave you a springboard.
Yeah, and even though, like, when he told me, just, you know, how would you feel about doing a sports report every week? And I'm thinking, oh, fuck, I don't know anything about goddamn sports. You know, and what I do know is,
the ball goes in the net, right?
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I don't know stats, I don't know fucking people, I don't know teams, I know the Eagles, that's about it. You know, and so therefore, all I know is, like, you know, yelling at my TV. That's pretty much the long So, but no, yeah, he's like, you know, once you just create, you know, he gave me cold carte blanche, like, you just do your own thing. And so I thought about it for a while, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll just, I'll do a sports show. I'll call it Poor Sports, because, I mean, I've been accused of that more than a couple of times, watching my own team play and hearing people that are cheering for the other team be like, dude, why don't you lay off your team, man? They're not doing that bad. I mean, they are winning, but, like, the way you're yelling at them, it's like, fuck, I would feel bad if I was at an actual game and heard you yelling at your own team like that. So, all right, we'll call it Poor Sports with Big Jim. So I figured, since it's the playoffs, I figured I'll throw another one of those together and see if maybe we can't maybe turn this into an ongoing sketch here on Not Another Podcast and keep the Poor Sports rolling. So here we go with Poor Sports with Big Jim 2017 edition. Greetings, sports fans. Big Jim here, giving you a biased and one-sided view of all the sports results I see fit to mention from this last weekend. If the domestic violence statistics are any indication, the NFL playoffs are off and running. First up, the 11-5. First up at 11-5, we've got the Seattle Puddle Pigeons taking on the equally matched Furious Falcons from Hotlanta, Dirty South. As loud as a 12th man has been in the past, the lime green machine was silenced deep in the Dirty South. Mr. Wilson put the first and only TD on the board in the first quarter, but Matt the Menace Ryan answered right back and ended the second quarter up 19-10. As the second half got underway, Seattle continued to sputter, managing only a field goal in the third and a late TD in the fourth. Meanwhile, 8-Town hit the gas and never looked back. Last seen hauling ass in the direction of the AFC Championship game, Falcons topped the Seahawks, not a real bird, 20 to 30 cents. Next up is a classic. Ah, son of a bitch. Work with me, scrolling down. I'm sorry, I got a new laptop, so I'm still trying to figure out the ins and the outs.
Fancy.
I know.
We got to get you hooked up.
Next up was a classic matchup of two evils, Dollar Tree Cowboys, a.k.a. the Houston Texans, headed to the belly of the beast, a.k.a. Foxborough, to take on Senator Palpatine and his Imperial Patriots. I attempted to watch this game, but the unholy mist that obscured my view of the TV and the disembodied wailing drowning out the announcers, I just decided to burn some sage while watching The Exorcist backwards until the eclipse was over. As predicted by the Mayan calendar, New England smoted the Hexans by a score of 34-6-16. And may the Lord have mercy on my soul. Yesterday, however, featured two nail biters. Up first was it was Trump's America's team, the Cowgirls from Dallas, taking on the Cheddar Fury of Green Bay. Now, real talk here, being a diehard Eagles fan, my season was a complete and utter catastrophe. So while the Cowgirls seem to be almost unstoppable. But as the saying goes, the enemy of my enemy is pretty fucking cool. So I was a cheesehead for a day. The red-hot rookie Dak Prescott, sounds like an asthmatic robot from a Star Wars knockoff, faced off against the calm, cool, and collected veteran AA Aaron Rodgers. The D-bag versus the A-train. While the youngster managed to be pretty error-free with three touchdowns and only one interception, the lack of experience really seemed to be the real game-changer. The Dak head had led a charge for the Cowskins with a minute and a half left, allowing Dainty Dan Bailey to match a game-tying field goal, getting everybody tied up at 31. While Mr. Rodgers seemed to be a little bit off his game during a few drives, but when the chips were down and the pack was facing a 3rd and 20, A-Bomb did a discount double check and dropped a perfect pass, giving the big green machine a chance at the go-ahead field goal. Though the QB always gets the glory and the hot chicks and the money and the cars and the whores and the coke made of whores, kicker Mason Crosby was the real hero in the pack's win, sending them off to the NFC Championship game. And lastly, the Steelers march into Kansas City for what most believe to be just a pushover game. Another game featuring a vet going up against a fresh-faced newcomer. Looked like it might be a changing of the guard of sorts. With Kansas City marching down the field and slapping 7 points up in Big Ben's crooked-looking face. Afterwards, the Iron Curtain, though, couldn't really seem to pierce the red zone, managing only to garner a couple of field goals. And while Frankenberger threw an interception and no touchdowns, the black and yellow fellows managed to limp to victory over KC after a two-point conversion got nixed due to a late penalty. So as it stands right now, whoever wins between the Packers and the Falcons or the Steelers or the Patriots, they will be heading to the big game in February. But who really cares, because since Lady Gaga is the halftime entertainment, pretty sure we've all already lost. This is Sports Big Jim sending it back to you, Bryce, in the other microphone.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nice. I think this is a segment we should keep going.
All right. Yeah, I can.
If you're up to it, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I love hearing breakdowns for the layman's like myself.
Yeah, like I said, it's was something that I had very little experience expertise in, so I thought. But I figured if I can just, you know, go to ESPN.com, pull down a couple of stats and talk some shit.
Yeah.
If it worked, it worked. If not, you know, whatever, it is what it was. But, you know, it was my foot in the door, and it seemed to make things happen for me. So, yeah, I'd be more than happy to start making this a regular ongoing thing.
Yeah. And whether it's weekly or biweekly or whatever, we'll keep this thing going.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Yeah. Man, you got anything on your side that you'd like to talk about?
At this point, that pretty much blew my wad right there.
I know it's so depressing to think about our future, but we gotta hang in there and make the jokes when we can and try and keep our heads up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at this point, that's really all we got. So, you know, so long as free speech is still a thing that we don't have to pay $10.99 a month for, you know, in drachma or, you know, whatever.
Trumpian dollars.
Trump bucks.
In bags of Cheetos.
Yeah. Whatever it might be, if we have to buy, you know, 17 ties from Indonesia in order to equate to one freedom of speech. We'll, like I said, we'll keep those freedoms going and cranking them out for you while you guys still want to listen to them. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess with that, we'll wrap it up right there.
Yeah. Hopefully,
good talking to you.
Good talking to you as well. Hopefully, our next show also will be glitch free.
Error free. Yeah. Yeah. It seems to be running better with this setup. After we are done recording, I'll talk with you. Maybe we can get you set up to record on your side, so that way we have a fallback.
Okay.
So.
Totally.
We'll,
yeah.
Leave it there, and thank you, and we will talk at you next week.
All right. Stay classy, Internet.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.